let's just review, learn the kits on page Nun Ches to bring us back a little bit and forward then into the fifth chelik of the Maimer. At Mitzav Hayom Kulcha. So on page Nun Ches, just to read the kitzur of Perek Dalet. The kitzur of Perek Dalet. Al pi mashen is bar beperek akardim yuvin mashe nemar halu kel bekodshoi halu bekiuzai begroisav kiraiv godlo and beseka shofar. The Tanya explained the seder of this pasuk, the order of this pasuk that's in the psukim of shofars, as providing us with a step-by-step sequence in the progression from above to below of what Klai Yisrael is able to cause, what we cause with the Tekiyah Shofar, beginning with Hallu Kel B'Kodshai, HaKesha Ben HaDvarim Kel B'Kodshai, we learned as Koyal HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvoid V'Atzmai, that it's possible for a Jew to connect Kivyachol to Hashem Himself, B'Chvod V'Atzmai, Hashem Himself. That's Kel B'Kodshai. Now, in the beginning, initially, obviously that's something which is completely beyond us. Shul Kodesh Umuvdal, He's holy and He's separate. Misham Ein Shum Nesinas Makam L'Ezim Etzias Chutzim Henu. And in that world of Kel B'Kodesho, Hashem in his holy sanctuary, in His place, there's no relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and anything other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no reality outside of Hashem in that world of Kel B'Kodesho, Hashem in His sanctuary, in His place. Rikia Uzo, the sky or firmament of His strength. Heim hamisachim harabim hamalimim al arizbarach. Those, the rikia uza, rikia means that which separates from above to and below. The coverings, the separations that serve to filter the infinite light of Hashem, to cover that powerful light of Hashem, of Kel B'Kodesho, that wouldn't leave any room for existence. Because in that reality of Kel B'Kodesho, nothing else can exist. There is nothing else. Gvuroisav, Hem Riboy HaTzimtzumim L'mayit HaSa'or. After that initial Rikia Uzo, then the Gvuroisav, the great powerful might of Hashem, who causes His infinite light to descend and be dimmed through infinite, infinite levels that lower the volume on that light. And as a result of that, umizeh nivroim ribui oilmas v'nivroim kirayv gudlai. As a result of that, there can be many, 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 many billions and trillions of things other than which seem to us, which appear to be other than God. Kerov gudlo. Kerov means a lot. The truth is, there's only one. Kel B'Kodesho, Hashem, that's all. But as a result of this system of Bekir Uzo and Gvuroisav, there can be a world that we sense as Raiv Godla, a world with many, many, many things that appear to be separate other than God. Ad kedekach, they could even contradict human beings who could claim that there is no God, Chalila. That's how effective the Gvuroisav, the Gvuros of Hashem, Hasibli Yerida Vashpola Zuhi Avaidas Bnei Yisrael B'Tekiya Shofar, what is able to cause, what brings this about, that the Infinite One Himself causes His light to descend into our lives, so that each and every one of us can participate in this hisirus of that connection that we have with Hashem Himself, Kel B'Kodesh, all the way down to us. This is the avodah of Tkiyah Shofar, of B'Seika Shofar. That's what the pasuk continues. Halu B'Seika Shofar, the blowing of the Shofar. Ma'ireris is Akesha Pnimi. That scream without words that comes from the deepest, innermost point of a Jew is Ma'ira the Kesha HaPnimi, that awakens that inner bond HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'nei Yisrael, between Hashem and Yisrael, U'B'Glalzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpil Es Atzmai Kivyachol, and as a result of that, Hashem Kivyachol is Mashpil Himself. He lowers Himself L'Hachyais Es Ha'ilmas, to give life to all worlds, which were created Shenivru Bishvil Yisrael. Page Nuntes, the fifth chelik of the Maimon. Let's first look at the little introduction in the italics that is found in the brackets at the beginning of the Perish in Chassidus Mubaris. The Perik Zeh Chayza Levar B'Pratius Yoser. In this Perik, in this part of the Maimon, the Alter Rebbe will explain B'Pratius Yoser in greater detail as a Keshav and Malchius, the connection between Malchias and Zechroinus Veshoifus. Kfishin is Bor Le'el. The Zesha B'nai Yisrael Yechayim La'ayra Kivyochel Amayla as a Ratzin Liyos Melech Alayim, that the Jewish people have the ability to be Ma'ayra Kivyochel, so to speak, above. As a Ratzin, that Ratzin in Hashem Liyos Melech Alayim, to be Melech Yisrael, to be our king. Hu beglal habris, it's because of the bris. Hu beglal habris, shekaras HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nei Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made with b'nei Yisrael. We spoke about it, we're going to talk more about it now. L'chein, therefore, ha'idei zichrein habris, through the zichrein habris, poyalim Inyan Hamalchus. We are able to be poyel to bring about this inyan of Malchus, meaning to be Ma'ira Kivyachol in Hashem Himself, a Ratzon to be Melech Yisrael, and to start again this project of His relationship with us another year, again, Rosh Hashanah, another year together with us in our Avodah. This requires some more explanation. Why does this depend on the memory of the bris? Why isn't it enough if the Jewish people accept upon themselves Rosh Hashanah, the Al Malchus Hashem, we accept upon ourselves the Malchus, Kadesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisratzi, Les Melech Elena. If we accept to work for Him and to be servants and to be His subjects this coming year, each year, so why isn't that enough? Our Kabbalah HaMalchus, why isn't that enough to be Ma'ir in Hashem, that Ratzon to move ahead and create everything again for this new year and to begin again the project of creation? Why is the bris and the memory of the bris, why is it necessary? So let's learn inside on top. Ahadover ha-goyrim ha-hamshocha. Mebchinas Eish Eichla. that which causes there to be a hamshacha, a drawing down from that level of consuming fire, Eish Eichla, Hashem in His essence, is a consuming, all-consuming fire. What causes this hamshacha for us to tap into that, to access that Eish Eichla, that Hashem, the Chinas Kodsha, in that which is called Kodsho, His holy place, His sanctuary, where He's alone, that fire which would burn and destroy anything, that nothing can exist together with that fire. What causes Kivyochel Hashem to allow, so to speak, that fire to descend through millions and billions of icy cold worlds till finally it ends up here in this world as Melech Yisrael? From Bechinas Kodsho, His holy place, Bechinas Kel Elyon, like we say in Davening, Kel Elyon, Hashem who is higher and beyond us, Kel Elyon, Vilyais Yisrael Olav Machshava, all of creation is because of Hashem's thought that there should be Yisrael and the Avodah of Klal Yisrael. And that's called Olu B'machshava, that we rose in Hashem's mind. V'chelek Hashem Amoy, and we are the portion of Hashem. V'chelek Hashem Amoy, His people. Sheyuchal La'oirer His galus pnimius malchus yisbarach, that we alone have this ability to be ma'oira, to awaken and to arouse this revelation, this hisgalus of pnimius, of the inner malchus of Hashem, me'atzmuso mahusa kanal, His very essence, kivyachol, that fire. What causes that? How do we bring that about? How could that be? Hinei huliyos ein melech b'loy am. The Rishonim have taught us that as great as somebody might be, using the moshul of a human king, as great as that individual might be, there is no king without a kingdom. It could be the greatest person in the world, again using the moshul of a human king, it could be the greatest person in the world, but if he doesn't have any subjects, if there is no kingdom, then there's no king. Even though he in himself has all of the qualities that are required and beyond those that are required to be the most effective and wonderful king. But if there isn't an olam, then there isn't a king. Because the definition of king is the relationship between the king and his kingdom. And if there's no kingdom, there's no king. Ein melech b'layam. Peyush. Shehem nikru b'madregois amai. What does it mean, a nation? Chelek Hashem amai. We're called Hashem's nation. What does it mean, the king? Peyush. Shehem nikru b'madregois amai. Shehem anoshim k'moisai. Now, with a human kingdom and a king in this world, which again, it's very hard for us, we spoke about this many times, it's very hard for us to understand the whole marshal of Malchus because we're so far from any union of Malchus. There was a Lubavitcher fellow told me Friday night, so I was talking Friday night in Halach a little bit about the need of making a bracha over a president and seeing a president. So one of the Lubavitcher chevre came over to me afterwards and said that when the last Tsar of Russia died, so there was a big, one of the big Hasidim was crying over it, and the chaver couldn't believe it. This guy was a Welt anti-Semit, you know, the Tsar was a Sony Israel, anti-Semite, and how come he's crying? So they asked him, so this chassid said, well, you think I'm crying over that Russia, Marush, I'm not crying over that. I'm crying because that's the end of the whole Metzias of Malchus, of the whole Marshal of Malchus. All that we learn in every Medrash, every Medrash we learn is a Marshal of Melech. That we learn from the Malchus in this world, we learn to try a Marshal to understand Malchus of the Rekia. See, so I'm not crying over him. I'm crying over the disappearance of that institution of Malchus. It's hard for us to be masik that. But when you have a Malchus, the Rebbe explains, there must be a relationship between the Melech and the Am, between the king and the nation. It means that it must be that they're of the same breed, of the same world, of the same reality. Otherwise, you can't have a Melech who has no shaychus to the Malchus. It must be that he says, the nation shenikru b'madregis ama yishem anashim kamaisa. If they're called his nation, it means that they're human beings like he is. They're people. U'misyachasim elav be'erachma. And they, even though the guy might be a simple person, he's a plain laborer, and the king is great and brilliant and exalted, and he's an artist and a poet and a musician and a warrior and everything else, but sof kol sof, they have to have something in common. Or else, it's the same problem. Ein melech b'lei am. Or else, it's a king without a kingdom. It's a king without a kingdom. Or it's a kingdom without a king. But there has to be a common denominator that brings these two together. Rak shem apchusim shebemadreges. The only difference would be is that they're from the same species, the same gather. Except the people are pchusim. They're lower, they're simpler, they're not educated, whatever it is. But they're still people. The king is a person, so there's a shaychus, there's a kesher. L'chein nikra melech aleihem. And because of that, he can be called, he is a melech aleihem. He is a king over them. Those are his subjects. Because they're pchusim, they're human beings, but they're less educated and so on. Or less capable of caring for themselves or whatever else goes into that. As we'll see, and he explains, it would be absurd. It doesn't mean anything to say that a human being is a king over Eitzim V'Avonim or Behemoth and Chayiz. To say that a human being is a king over rocks or trees, one second, or a king over animals, that's not a compliment, and that's not a kingdom. So a child could be playing with toy soldiers, and he says that I'm the king. Toy pieces, I'm the king, and these are my subjects. But that's a game. What kind of a king would walk into the forest and look at the trees and say, you are my subjects? What kind of a shaykh? The trees would look at him like he's crazy, and he is crazy. What do you have with us? An Indian? You have no Indian with us. With a king over behemoth chayes. There's no melucha when there are two things that have no shaykhs one to the other. One doesn't rule over the other. You could say, but what do you mean? This guy comes to the forest, he chops down trees, he seems to be he's in charge of the trees. Seriously, we call that a lumberjack. We don't call that a king over the trees. It's a lumberjack. It's not the same thing. To be a king means that there's a b'nei melucha who are of the same breed and species and type, who are not as capable, and therefore they either through election or through some other means by which this melucha is passed along, the people, hopefully it's malchus beratzon, that they accept upon themselves this melech that's going to lead us to war and is going to take care of us, and we'll pay taxes and so on and so forth. And we have a malchus. But there's no melech of a person going into a place or into a room that's filled with bugs and flies, and they say, "You are all my servants, you are my subjects," where they have the shaykhs. It's not a malchus. What is it, Linda? All right, so that's not for now. I was talking about that. You'll ask Yankel, he'll tell you, Ben. We're talking about it Friday night a little bit. It's a disagreement among the poskim. Most hold that he's not. He doesn't have the kind of absolute power that old monarchs used to have. So even nowadays, the king of England, I mean, there's no king, but the queen of England, these people are not the same. It's not the same malchus that it used to be either. So the Rebbe explains Hashem Kuzmani he's a king. So what do we do over here? We say Hashem's our king. That's all the time. Hashem's our king. How could that be? Are we of the same? How could that be? With the same breed? The same type, that Hashem should be a melech, and that we're the melucha. What does one have to do with the other? To say such a thing, it would seem more absurd than a person being a king over trees or bugs. Nothing in the world, there's nothing in the universe, in the world, that could be compared to God, that's of His type. We say that in davening all the time. There's no such thing as anything. But a marshal, it would be like a marshal, but even more absurd. Ilu nemar, shemolach or melach al eitzim avonim. As ridiculous as that sounds, to say that a person is a king over trees and rocks, that's even more absurd to make Hashem king over human beings. She'enem min hamin v'hasug, she'yisyaches v'tipa lehem shem hamelach, lios malchus anikra lehem. They're not of the same species or type. The meaning, the stones, the wood, the trees, that the person should be a king over the trees or the stones. So how could this? What does it mean that Hashem is melech? Ein melech b'layam. There is no king without a kingdom. So what kind of a kingdom is this? What kind of a king is he? So the Rebbe explains, this is the need, this is the reason that there must be a bris to cross over that infinite canyon between the Boire and the Nivra. Aval hu ha bris asher karas Hashem imanu. This is the bris that Hashem has made with us. K'mo b'mashal hanal, like in the mashal that we learned, next page. K'mo b'mashal hanal, sha'oisa mitzad habris v'hiz kashus. That we spoke earlier, we learned earlier, the mashal of a bris. Like when you have a bris between two people. Where we learned that the bris takes that relationship to a level that is not at all bound to reason or to logic. That holds two people together despite the fact that they're thousands of miles apart and many, many years have passed since they've had any connection. In any type of a revealed and open way between them. But the bris creates a relationship that is not bound to seichel, to tam, to seichel. Because the whole inyan of a bris is to make a connection that has the ability or that will transcend anything that could interfere with that relationship. In this case, the anything means the difference between what's infinite and what's finite. It's a big anything. It's the biggest anything there is. Sha'isim yitzara brisve is kashus. Where each one of the bris, of those who make the bris, the covenant, has forced himself, has made that choice to force himself to remain in that kesher. Liyos le'oyhev neeman, to be a faithful one who loves this person. Again, in the marshal of people. Liyos le'oyhev neeman. Av shal pi ha'seichel eino kedai lo. Even al pi seichel, at this point, maybe they, at the beginning there was this thing that they had between them, but it could be so many years and so many miles. And so many things have changed. And you could say that al pi seichel is not kedai. So this person, these two people have a bris, and the person now, this one lives in Eretz Yisrael, and the other one lives in New York. And one of them, this one, fell into bad times. And he's having terrible tzaras. So the other one sitting is 40 years later, and he's sitting in his comfortable place with his panasa and so on, and somehow in some way word got to him. It could even be that this old friend sent word to him that I need you. So what do I have from this now? What am I gonna get out of this trip that I'm gonna take to Eretz Yisrael? I'm gonna probably lose thousands of dollars, the trip itself, and then helping my friend with his expenses. And what am I going to gain from it? Maybe it'll be nice to see each other and we'll talk about some old times. So al pi seichel, it's not kedai. Like I told you, it happened a few times here, but one stands out in my mind that I had. There's a shul in Eretz Yisrael somewhere that's called they're called also Eish Kodesh or something. Shul. I think a Beit Ha'ar somewhere. So years ago, they didn't have a rav. They had, but somebody was like the Reish over there called. And he said he's coming to America and he would like to talk to me about a partnership between, since they're Eish Kodesh and Eish, so he wants to make a partnership between the two Eish Kodesh, the one in Beitar and the one over here. So I asked him, what's for Shutfus, man? Like, you know, what's the Shutfus? So he goes into like a 10-15 minute talk about how they're trying to make it a building and a mikveh and apartments, and it, you know, and he's telling me numbers in the millions like this that they're trying to build. And so the wouldn't be a part of the shutfis is to pay for that. So I heard all of that and I said, and what's your side of the, what are you bringing to the shutfis? So this is what he told me, I'm not joking. He said, I want to tell you, and he says to me, Rabbi, anytime you come to Eretz Yisrael, we'll pick you up at the airport, and we'll drive you wherever you need to go. That was the shutfus.
So I said, it's a little bit, the shutfus, a little bit, you know. Yeah, it's a little lopsided, the shutfus. You know, why don't we just talk about trying to help, and if we can try to help, I'll try to help you. Let's drop the, we're not making a bris over here. I'm just, you ask him, can I try to talk to a couple of chavrim and get you a check, you know? And it doesn't make a difference if you're called Eish Kodesh, if you're called, if you're not called, it doesn't make a difference, there's no nafkim. And if you tell me you're trying something nice, okay, if we can, we'll try to help. But, so we understand that there's no bris. And when it's, since it's not Alpi Seichel, it's Alpi Seichel, it's not Kedai. It's not Kedai to enter into that kind of a shutfus. Nobody in his right mind would make a shutfus. That sounds great. We'll try to raise $3.5 million and you'll give the rabbi a lift when he comes there to sell. I mean, that's not Kedai. And I'm not doing it. It's ridiculous. I'll find some other way to get to Yerushalayim. I'm not going to get into that kind of a business. And this is, I've had these kind of things many times. So in different levels of I don't want to call it chutzpah, because you know they need it. It's not chutzpah, but ingenuity. Different levels of ingenuity. You know, they were sitting around a table, the chevra over there, you know, after Shabbos, thinking, how can we get some money? There's a place in Lubmin, they call themselves Eish Kodesh. You know, maybe we could hook up to them and make a shutfus. So what kind of, yeah, they're all rich over there. And we'll make a shutfus because they're going to want to have an Eish Kodesh in Eretz Yisrael, and we'll build an Eish Kodesh. It's not Sal Seichel, it's not Kedai. So yes, something for help, yes, something for help, say that. But a bris is something else. A bris goes beyond anything that's with Seichel. It's not a cheshmer, it's a Kedai for me. The same way as the cheshmer you have with a child is a Kedai. It's not, if you're asking a question with your child needs you, is it Kedai? Is it al pi Seichel? Is it a child of Seichel or Kedai? It's a matter of bris. The Chiddush, of course, when it comes to Malchus, Mela, when it's Bas of Adam, flesh and blood, when it's your own flesh and blood, the Mela. You're doing yourself a taiva. When there's a Melech and an Am, and there's a Bris, or when there are friends, let's say, and between the two friends, there's a Bris, here we have something that is not from the same flesh and blood, two friends. They're not related. And yet, there was a bris that has the power and the energy to cause one or both, if necessary, to drop everything in their lives, to risk their lives, to run across the world without question, even though it's from Mitzad HaSeichel, anybody would tell you, what are you, crazy? That guy from 30 years ago, 40 years ago, what are you, for him, what are you, what's he asking you for? He's a shoot, what's he going to do? He wants me to give him $20,000, and what's he going to do if he's going to pick me up at the airport? Right? He's going to pick me up at the airport. Not only that, anytime I come to Israel, he's going to pick me up at the airport. Even if he wouldn't pick up at the airport. That's not the point. There's a bris. Each one agreed to put himself into that, to put himself, to force himself into a reality. I will remain faithful to you, and I have Neman, to love you and to be faithful to you as a friend. Afsh al pi haseichel eino kedai lo. Even al pi haseichel, it's not kedai. When we think about this now with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bari Olam, that Ma'ir in each and every one of us, Hashem Ahava to Hashem, that it's much more ridiculous than the shutfus that was offered with Eish Kodesh, if you think about it. I mean, Kachine Osa Hashem Lanu. The Tanya says, Hine Osa Hashem Lanu. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom made a bris with us. Shehechuyech has Atzmai Kiv Yochel. What his cheshbon? That's not our. We don't talk about that. But hechuyech es atzmai, he forced kivyochel himself. The kasha nafshar seinu bayisborach, to bind our souls to him in this bris, to make this bris with us.
Liyos Yisrael Olu B'machshav, that the Jewish people kivyachol entered into his thoughts, occupy his thoughts. Tchila, and all of creation, the whole universe, is because of that. V'sheyizgala or pnimiyas malchusa eleinu, that the inner light of his malchus should be revealed upon us, bosev adab, who al pitam v'seichel don't have any shaychus. What's a shaychus? What's a shutfus? What's a connection? And that's why it says atam mitzav mayam kulchem and so on. What? As we learned at the beginning of the Maimer, Zohu la'avrecha bivris. La'avrecha bivris. Now we learned that avrecha is a language of making a covenant, and it even took place with crossing over, like Avraham Avinu by the Rishpan of Psar. La'avrecha bivris. What does it mean at a deeper level? To bring you over into the bris, la'avrecha. Crossing over. What's crossing over in a bris? Why is it the lashon of bris? La'avrecha bivris. So that's in this week's parasha. Al derech shekosav, what does it say in the parasha in Bishalach? Ad yaver amcha Hashem. Ad yaver amzukanisa. Ad yaver amcha Hashem. The waters are going to stand aside. Ad yaver amcha Hashem. Until Hashem, your am, your nation, passes through. Ad yaver amcha Hashem. Dahainu, lavo mi madregi la madregi mi mata lamala. Ad yaver amcha Hashem is telling us that there's a space in between Hashem and this world, Hashem and Yisrael, that's bigger than the space between Yerushalayim and Lahavdil, New York, much bigger than that space. And there's a metzius that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made because of the bris, that's ad yavor, la'avrecha bevris, that the Infinite One crosses over that space and pulls us next to him, over such a space that bigger than anything that we ever heard about outer space. That the numbers that you talk about, even from here to the sun, or from here, then when they start talking about from here to Jupiter, or to these places, is the numbers that we used to read, I mean, in science, those numbers are numbers that we don't even know how to talk about. The numbers, I don't know how far it is from here to the sun, it's far. It's very far. And the numbers are numbers that we don't, they talk about, it, they measure these things in light years. I don't know, the light year thing is like in a second, 186,000 miles per second. That's far. And don't even know how to talk about, we don't have a mussig of how far that is in a mile. We just say these numbers. What does it mean? I remember when I was a kid, I used to read some of these books, and like to go into Iraq, how long it would take to go from here to one of these places, to Jupiter, to Pluto, these places, they said. You put the family, you have to put it ready to make a bar mitzvah and make a chasnas and children and enikloch, and they're still saying tefillas at Erech the whole time. Such a trip. I mean, I don't even know why they bother talking about it. What's the, it's so far, like, what's the need to, they called me a few times to come to speak in South Africa. I can't even think about going there. It's too far, and that's only South Africa. South Africa, they told me, how long does it take to get this? I don't know, it's a long time to get there. Like 20-something hours. It's a long time. It's too far. I can't go over there. It's far away. But there are Jews over there. No, send them my regards. I can't go. It's too far. Yeah, I'll tell them they want to come back. It's too far. It's not nice. I mean, I should go, but it's just far. I don't like to be so far away from my family, from everybody, friends and parents.
remember my friend Rabbi Cronin was talking, he went there a few times, and he says, why don't you go? I said, it's really so, he was telling me all about South Africa, that the Yidden over there, mamish on fire, and they're so gewaldic, and they're talking. I said to him, I don't know, I said, you're the Magid, you go all around. I'm not a Magid. I can't do that. That's too far for me. He says, it's not so bad. You walk around, you get up, they make a stop. I said, it's too far. The Baruch Shalom L'Havdol Alf Alfei Havdalos La'avrecha Bevis Hashem Elokecha V'Alasa Ad Yavre Amcha Hashem. We're not masik in these numbers from to go from one place to another, from one planet to another planet, and even on this planet there are things that are so far. D'Hainu Lavim Medregel Medregel Matal Amalo, that a Jew is able to connect to the Infinite One himself, that we're able to cross over from here to him. Me'ahava shalamata manadaz, adahava hel yonish shalamala manadaz. A love, from a love that is lamata manadaz, it's something that fits into the definitions that we use, of love. And takes us to a level of adahava helyen shamalam hadas. To a level of love that's lamalam hadas, that the Klai Yisrael, from our perspective, the Yidden are dying for Hashem's Baruch sake for thousands of years. We don't see him, we don't hear from him. Gornish, nothing. It's not al pi seichel v'das. Al pi seichel v'das, it's not kedai to be a Jew. And those people who are Jews, because al pi seichel, they think it's kedai, it's very, very, very dangerous. Al pi seichel, that's why we tell a person who wants to convert, we tell him in a nice way, what are you out of your mind? That's what we ask him, out of your mind. What do you want to be a Jew? What do you want to be a Jew? We've been tormented and the whole world hates us. And what, that's, you want to be a Jew for what? So we're not makabel gerim in the days of Shlomo Malchum, we're makabel gerim. By Mashiach, we're not makabel gerim, because then it could be al-pitam b'seichel. Because then it could be al-pisechel. Oh, then it'll be good, al-pisechel to be a Jew. When Mashiach will be here, then it'll be smart to be a Jew. That'll be smart to be a Jew. That's not a bris. A ger, it's a gewaldige thing, a ger. Now, it's not seichel to be a Jew. What's the seichel to be a Jew? And you know that we've seen people that have become Jews, that are Gary Emmers, and people who are, come from families and were raised, they're thinking, wow, if I could only be what he was before he converted, just for a couple of days, a couple of years, just to, you know, not to be guilty, just to do anything you want, and okay, I won't do anything, the seven mitzvahs, I can still have a good time with the seven mitzvahs. I'll somehow manage without Eva Menachaya. I can manage. But look how much fun you could have. And that a firm person doesn't understand, how did the Ger make such a cheshmet? So at the same time that you're welcoming him and you're saying, wow, you're a hero, there's no bigger person in the world than a Ger, we have so much respect for you, think, what are you? Guy's out of his mind. So then you think, Friday night's a nice thing. I guess when he was a guy, he didn't chant. And even if someone gave you a chant, you can't enjoy chant as a guy. So maybe else that it was kedai. This is all crazy, because our reason for being Jews is lamala mitam v'seichel. It's not because it's kedai. Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, La'avrecha Bevis Hashem, to cross over a universe of seichel, of reason, of logic, into a place that's beyond anything that makes sense, and that we're Jews, and that we live this way, and that we do these things. She rak bechinas bris, asher karas Hashem man hakim oyischa liyoshtoi la'am. It's only because there's a bris that Hashem made with us, we made with Hashem, to be his people. Perish ki ein melech b'layom.
there is no king without, there is no king without a kingdom. Therefore, Hashem, or the king, has to make a bris. Hashem had to make a bris with us to lift us up to a madrega that we could be bechlal, his people. And again, the bris means something which is not tam b'seich. It goes, then you can't make any more. You can't use the moshel anymore of a king over rocks and trees. You can't make such a thing. Then Hashem lifted up his people. That Hashem with that bris lifted us up to a place where his people, we're his people. That the infinite one himself calls us, you're my people. My people, my children. That the Jewish people came to that place of the Baruch Shalom's mind, kivyachol. We go up to his mind and he comes down to us. Liyesh l'chol elokim to be our God. Melech Yisrael. Ubezua b'chino. And in this respect, hu ha-kishur v'ha-yichud ben Yisbaruch ben Yisrael am kroivai. This is the connection that binds together the infinite Borei, the Creator himself, with Yisrael am kroivai, with the Jewish people, the nation that is close to him, not just his nation, am kroivai, am kroivai, like a curve, like a relative, am kroivai, who are close to him and who are near to him. That's the inyan of the bris. That's why malchus is not enough. Malchus, why don't we just accept the malchus? Because then it's like a rock taking a king. What does it mean, a malchus? What are you, taking a malchus? The only reason that we could have a malchus is because there's zoicha habris. Because there's a bris. And with the bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did such a thing. We can't ask a kasha. It's not a kasha. And what's a kedai for him, what's a kedai for us? Us is us. That's the metzias. Made a bris. And the bris, the whole world can't understand. And the whole world is angry about. That's the bris. That's the reality of Melech Yisrael, that Hashem wants to be Melech Yisrael. How we ma'ira that? What's our cry from across the abyss, across the empty space? The Shofar. That's the scream across the empty space, is the Shofar. Ah, it's ma'ira. Halu b'seker Shofar. Halu kel b'kodshay. And all of that, b'kiyuzay, b'gurayisad, k'rayv gudlay, is how b'seker Shofar becomes Melech Yisrael from across that, to make such a trip. It's all the Seika Shofar, the Kiya Shofar. Okay, Bez Hashem, next Monday we'll learn the Perish on this. We'll go back and we'll do the Perish, and then soon we'll be finished with the Maimon. It's time to ready order the, I have to order the Tanyas. And I got a little bit nervous because I was in the Srom school the other day. I don't know why I didn't see any more of them on the table.